Hello, Michael.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Good afternoon.
Members.
We'll start the clock. We'll let you know when it's up, when you're
all
ready.
Right. I'm not going to be too long. My name is Michael Meharry. I'm the National Communications Director for the 10th Amendment Center and actually live in Tarpon Springs, Florida. LD 563 merely codifies state authority that really, I think, is inherent under the Constitution. In effect, the Constitution, as originally understood, grants the federal government authority to own land, and I would say that also includes land under the water and the water itself, for purposes enumerated in the Constitution. But it does require the government to dispose of the remainder, kind of going back to the main lands that the federal government has control over. I would argue that that is not within the original understanding of the Constitution. In fact, during the ratification debates, there were frequent assurances that states would control the territory within their own borders. And as international law has it, the U.S. territory extends out 12 miles. So in my view, the federal regulation of Maine fisheries is a constitutional overreach, and you have a right and even an obligation to assert your own authority. But I want to talk about something that's a little bit more of a practical matter. Here's the reality. From a practical standpoint, as long as you don't actively interfere with the federal activity, Maine is under no obligation to enforce any federal regulation at all. This is evidenced with the fact that you have legal marijuana in Maine. You're not enforcing federal marijuana laws. You don't have to. And without your cooperation, the feds are going to have a hard time enforcing their will within your territorial waters. As you have already heard, Maine agencies are doing the enforcement, and the feds don't really have the personnel or resources to do it themselves. During the ratification debates, there was a lot of worry that the federal government would overstep its bounds. And Federalist number 46, James Madison, gave us a blueprint to deal with what he called unwarrantable acts. But he said this would even work with warrantable acts that just happened to be unpopular. And among the strategies that he recommended was a refusal to cooperate with officers of the Union. He actually wrote that. You can go read Federalist 46 for yourself and see his strategy. Now, here's the dirty little secret. You don't have to cooperate with federal authorities. This is well established under the anti-commandeering doctrine. It's a longstanding legal principle based on five major Supreme Court cases, and it basically holds that the federal government cannot require states to use their personnel or resources to enforce federal laws or implement federal programs. In other words, you don't have to use your maritime patrol to enforce federal regulations. You can tell them not to, in fact, because they're under your control. With this in mind, I urge you to pass LD 563, end all state and local enforcement of these federal regulations, assert your own authority and your own regulations within that 12-mile buffer. And in fact, I would recommend that you even maybe consider amendments to the bill to include provisions to specifically ban state and local enforcement of federal regulations within that buffer, because it's within your right as a state,
Mr. Meharry,
sanctioned by the Supreme Court, and it is a way
Mr.
for
Meharry,
you to
thank you
your
so much. I need you to wrap
council.
Up.
I am finished.
Thank you. Any questions? And if you have not yet submitted testimony, we would love to have what you've said in writing. It's helpful for us.
I will do that, and I will send you some. I'll upload some more information on the court cases that underpin the anti-commandeering doctrine.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.